This is the Afternoon Magazine. I'm Celeste Quinn. Maureen Gill is a historian and teacher and now a novelist. Her first novel is a crime story, a mystery, the title January Moon. The main characters are a Chicago homicide detective and an Illinois state police officer. The story opens at a truck stop along I-57 in Urbana. Trucker Matt Carter, the father of the Chicago detective, intervenes in a situation that would have meant big trouble for a teenage girl. What he doesn't know when he steps in to help is that the girl is dying. January Moon is the first in a series of novels Maureen Gill plans to write involving the Chicago detective Del Carter. She's off to a good start, as she's been compared to the author of the Harry Bosch series, Michael Connelly. Maureen Gill makes her home in Moments in Kankakee County. Maureen, good afternoon.
Well, good afternoon.
Thanks so much for talking with me this afternoon.
Well, thank you. Believe me, it's my pleasure.
So tell us, what causes the death of the girl Matt Carter steps in to protect?
Well, what causes the death is she bleeds out from a procedure that was performed on her known as female genital mutilation.
What led you to write about the issue of female genital mutilation?
Well, that's an excellent question. I don't know. Sometimes I wonder myself. I first became aware of this procedure about 15 years ago, and it really haunted me. And at that time, I had an idea in my head about writing a novel, and I just really wasn't prepared to do it. But I resurrected it more recently and revisited the whole topic. And I think it's in keeping with what I'd like to do as a writer at this point in my life. I would like to be able to incorporate some important issues into my fiction. And this seemed to me like a very important issue. It's clouded with mystery and misperceptions. And I thought that if I situated it within an American murder mystery or detective novel, that we could look at it differently.
Yeah. How do you handle it? Can you tell us a little bit about how you handle the topic, given that it is in an American setting and an American girl?
Well, you mean how do I handle it emotionally, or how do I handle it in the book?
How do you handle it in the book as a writer? How did you make sure that you told the story and made it so that we would read it?
That's a good point, because early on I made some mistakes where I just would mention what I was writing about, and the response would be, I don't want to read that. And I said, no, it's not going to be sensationalized. I mean, I don't want to say you're going to like it, but just trust me, I think I can do this. And I just wanted to have a very straightforward approach to it. I didn't want to sensationalize it. It actually didn't become the total center of the story. But I just wanted to lay it out there and say this is what it's like. And I think that by creating a forensic autopsy, let's say, by putting it within there and having it described clinically, I thought that helped. And, in fact, the responses I get from so many readers is that they just kind of blew over it. I mean, there was a moment they were appalled, they were shocked, but everybody got beyond that. And they just said that, I thought I was going to be squeamish about this, and I was surprised that I wasn't. I ended up being really more fascinated than squeamish, and that's what I wanted to accomplish.
Yeah. The two main characters are Chicago Detective Del Carter and Fred Wiley of the State Police. How do you describe them?
Well, I had started out thinking of a very young man for Del, and the modern image of a new police professional, somebody more educated than maybe they had been in the past, a little more sophisticated. And I saw Wiley as a man who was far more seasoned, older, kind of a curmudgeon, a gnarlier type of person. But I think they play off against each other very well. Del is, I would say, more a contemplative kind of guy. He's a fine glass of wine that's highly nuanced, and Fred is a shots and beer kind of guy. But in fact, I think that Fred actually turns out to be a little more of a puzzle. I developed a character who's more complex than I originally thought I would. Mm. In fact, some people have said to me, I really think this should be the Fred Wiley series.
Mm. Well, what comes to you first, an idea for the plot or the characters?
I don't know that I can answer that. I'm one of those weird people that can probably keep a lot of different ideas going at the same time. Maybe in this case it was the plot. And interestingly enough, I didn't draft it. I mean, I didn't sit down with much of an outline. I tend to just have a feeling and sit down and go with it. But I say with this book, what was so peculiar about this book, even though I'd had this in my mind for so long, I drafted it, I put it back, life intruded, I let it go, I didn't think about it for months and months, maybe a year or so at a time. One day, it's like a bus pulled up, Celeste. All these people just came off this bus, and they were all yelling and shouting and bustling for me to listen to them, and I just, I grabbed a pen and paper and I said, okay, wait, everybody take your turn, stop, hold on, slow down. And they were all in my room, and they were just screaming at me and telling me their story.
Yeah. And this time you were able to stick with it.
Well, you know what? I'm not the kind of writer. I'm not that talented, I guess. I don't know how anybody can write a book and work full-time. I always worked full-time. I always had a lot of things on my plate. And once the creative juices start flowing, it's like you open a spigot. I just have to grab a bucket and catch it. And I said sometimes it's like zombies move in or poltergeists take over my body, and I could type for 16, 17, even 20 hours and all of a sudden realize I'd been at the computer that long and not know what happened. It just comes out. And so I have to be able to do that when that happens. And what happened in the past is I would maybe do that, but then maybe I'd have this long period of time where I couldn't get back to it. And then it would just kind of die on the vine.
Interesting. Well, I'm thinking now of another complicating element of this story are the love interests of the two main characters. Dell and Fred have these wonderful women in their lives. What inspired you to give the law enforcement figures such strong partners?
Well, I think that they're often not. You know, I think they're really an ideal situation with a strong law enforcement personality probably would be a strong counterpoint. I wanted to write a story about strong women as well as strong men. And I also wanted to write a story where the villain was a woman. I wanted to, you know, be a little out of the box on that. But I'm a feminist, and I wanted to write about strong women. I wanted them to be equal partners in the story. And I think that I think they are. And in my next book, I'll be developing Jess Farrell and Elliot Ness further to show that.
The story takes readers to a number of locations. I mentioned Urbana in my introduction, Champaign-Urbana, the U of I, Chicago, Kankakee County, the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, and some foreign locations as well. I suspect you have a good deal of fun writing about places. Is that true?
It is. I do enjoy that. Of course, Chicago is my hometown, so I know it very, very well. I also know the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. Been up there. We used to have a summer home and northern Wisconsin, and I know the Upers. I know how Upers speak. And I'm now relocated. I'm in central Illinois almost, and I know this area. I haven't been to Bern, Switzerland, and I certainly haven't been to Africa, but, you know, I didn't stay there long in the book either. Those were just sidebars. But I like writing about the areas I know and incorporating those elements into the story.
Yeah. Do these places that are so central to the Midwest, does that help you really connect with readers in this part of the country?
Well, you know, I don't want to be typecast as a person who just writes about the Midwest particularly or just draw people to me who are from the Midwest. In fact, I get a lot of feedback from all over the country. So I don't really think I'm doing that, but I do think people who live in the Midwest get a kick out of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I've been told, somebody said to me, you know, or they said about my writing, they said I was a gale force wind off Lake Michigan. I'm not sure I know what that means, but, you know, I hope it doesn't mean I'm just full of hot air or cold air or something.
Well, maybe it means you're taking the landscape by storm.
Well, maybe. Let's hope.
Okay. Well,
so did you like the book?
Yes, and I have to tell you I'm not finished with it.
Okay.
But I'm working on it, so I didn't want to reveal too much here in this interview for myself or for our listeners. But I do want to know, when will the second novel be published?
I'm hoping to have this published at the end of the summer, early fall.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, give or take a few months, but that's my timeline. I tend to write fast once I'm ready to do it. I'm a real fast key banger, and I tend to walk around with ideas in my head and make notes for a long time and sketch things out. And then all of a sudden, it's Katie bar the door. You know, I just fall off the grid. I tell everybody in the family to leave me alone, and I lock myself up, and I produce a book.
Yeah.
It's not a very healthy way of doing it, but, you know, it seems to be my style.
Yeah. Well, where can people find January Moon?
January Moon is available on Amazon.com. It's available at Barnes & Noble online, also Smashwords. You can get it if you have an iPod or Android or Sony e-reader. It can also be ordered in print at Amazon.com or Barnes & Noble. And so, and I think of several thousand independent bookstores can get it. It's in the, it has an ISBN number, and it's in the main distribution channels for all bookstores. So anybody should be able to walk in anywhere and order it.
And we should mention that you can also be found online at MaureenGill.net.
That's correct.
Okay.
MaureenGill.net. And I also have a blog. I write under the name The Windy City Author.
Very good.
And there, I can be found there.
There we have to leave it, Maureen. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you. I've appreciated the opportunity to talk to you, and you have a good day.
You too. Maureen Gill is the author of January Moon. You'll find her online at www.maureengill.net. She makes her home in Moments in Kankakee County.